Linda Howard, LINDAHWARD. Miss Howard is date of birth is 8/27/51. Date of visit is 9/19. Patient was seen for certification period 8/4/2025 through 10/2/2025. Third recert period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director as well. Our patient is a 74-year-old woman who's currently on the hospice with Alzheimer's dementia, period. Any paragraph? Patient's been having severe symptoms of sundowner syndrome. She lives with her daughter, Katrina, C-A-T-R-I-N-A, period. Patient recently had medication change with a reduction in Risperdal, an increase in Seroquel, 2.5, an increase in Seroquel to 100 milligrams. She's actually sleeping much better. She's still not eating very much. She has protein calorie malnutrition causing lower extremity edema, period. Patient also had an abscess in her thigh region, which was treated with antibiotics previously on 8/4/2025. This appears to be stable. She's at high risk of fall, period. Her MAC is was at 20.5, is PPS, and it's down to 20. Her PPS is at 40%. PPS at 40%. FASD score is at 7B with increased confusion. She's now eating 25 to 30% of her meal. Ferro-TUSAD's 94%. With a pulse of 69, blood pressure 126/68, temperature 97.7, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. And I think hospice appropriate. Let me find a recent MAC for you. Hang on 1 second. Oh, she does have a 1+ pill edema that remains the same. Yeah, just put MACs down at 20 as opposed to 20.3. Other issues and other comorbidities includes hypertension, hypothyroidism, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, idiopathic peripheral autonomic neuropathy, senile degeneration of the brain. Patient is sleeping about 12 to 18 hours a day with the help of increased Seroquel. Thank you.